You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Welcome to Live and Lead for Impact. I'm Kirsten Rash, your host, and this is episode number 150. Thank you so much for joining me. Today, as summer gets a little bit closer in Michigan, I'm starting to think about last summer and my upcoming trip to one of my favorite places on earth in northern Michigan. You see, I had this epiphany last year while I was up there, and it got me thinking about the distinction between isolation and solitude. And I'd like to share here a little bit about what happened last summer. So first, though, let's look at the definitions that we find when we see the word isolation. So the process or fact of isolating or being isolated, an instance of isolating something, especially a compound or a microorganism, denoting a hospital or ward for patients with contagious or infectious diseases, an act or instance of isolating, the complete separation from others. So none of these sound good particularly. And it's ironic because I had come through a period of feeling quite isolated. You know, I've been a solopreneur mostly for almost 15 years. And so a lot of my work, while I go to clients and when I'm speaking, I'm around people or out networking, but there is a fair amount of my work that is, you know, in isolation, if I chose to use that word. And there are times, I'm not going to lie, that it can start to feel lonely. And I went through that period that I know I've shared about already this last summer, where I was really, really down my mood. I just felt lonely, isolated, and I kind of ended up tucking away. But during that period, I ended up, luckily, thank God, so grateful that I got to tuck away in my favorite place. Like I said, it's up north, northern Michigan, in nature, on a lake, eagles flying overhead, fish jumping in the water, sun glinting off the surface of the lake, paddleboarding, water walking, time with close family and friends. And I started to realize, because while I'm there, I actually am alone a lot too. I mean, yes, there are people around, but I did a lot of paddleboarding early in the morning and water walking by myself and reading and reflecting and looking at the water and watching the eagles and things like that. And I was embracing it. And it got me thinking, I was in solitude. So let's look at the definition of solitude, the state of being or living alone, seclusion, remoteness, as of place, absence of human activity, the state or situation of being alone. But then the example sentence that they use is, she savored her few hours of freedom and solitude. And that's what got me thinking, that being alone and enjoying it or feeling miserable is really a lot of times about our state of mind. So if you're alone, are you saying I'm isolated? Or are you enjoying some solitude? So it hit me while I was up in this beautiful location, and it doesn't even have to be a beautiful natural location. Again, the circumstance wasn't much different. As a matter of fact, I was way farther away from things up there than I am when I'm in my home. So there's a lot more human activity where I do a lot of my work. But the difference was in my mindset. I was embracing my time alone in this other location. And the truth is, I can embrace my time alone wherever I am. And there are also, especially when we're up to a lot of big things in our life and trying to make a big impact and working on creative endeavors, possibly, you know, creating your next podcast or writing or speaking or online training, whatever it is you're working on, you actually need that quiet time. So in that quiet time, Are you embracing it and using it as a time to even not even necessarily be in action, but to think and ponder and reflect and rejuvenate, enjoy, call it solitude rather than isolation? Ultimately, the choice is yours. Will you savor it, embrace it, enjoy it, take advantage of the time that you have that's quiet? Or will you feel alone and miserable? It's a great lesson that I learned last summer. I'm looking forward to being up in my solitude, but you know what? I've taken a lot more time for solitude. You see, ultimately, it's our choice. It's a mindset. And whenever we powerfully choose something, we're no longer a victim. And so isolation feels like it's done to us. Solitude is a choice that we make to invest in ourselves, in our impact, in our next ventures, in our own rejuvenation, self-care, and all of those kind of great things. So I guess the message that I want to leave you with today is, when you are alone, choose to embrace it. Use the time well. Call it solitude, which is a way better word. And figure out what you're going to make happen for yourself or for others in that quiet time. So thank you so much for listening. I hope that you find much solitude so that your impact is even greater. Until next time, make it a great day.